Howdy folks, this is Joe from the Buckeye Cast again. Today we have interview with Tony Alford and all the running backs. Here's the order. First, you got almost 30 minutes with Tony Alford, then Travion Henderson, then Evan Pryor, then the freshman Dallin Hayden, and finishing up with Mayan Williams. I'll come back in afterwards to finish her up. As always, please subscribe to this podcast feed for more interviews and press conferences like these.
What do you think you got there?
Well, I think we got a real talented room. You know, I do. They're great guys to work with. I enjoy coming to work with them every day. And I'm asking them just to make sure they're being pros. You know, they're veteran guys. They've been around. I should say two of them are at least veterans, but they've been in the program now. The top three guys have at least. And so I'm asking them to be pros about the way they approach the business, the way they go to meetings, walkthroughs, practice. So be pros and just continue to get better, but I love the room I got.
I know your answer is that you don't have a crystal ball for how the pecking order would work out. What do you sort of envision when you're trying to fit three guys maybe into the mix and spread?
You know, right now we're pretty much the reps are being distributed pretty evenly right now through day two. You know, and that'll play itself out as we move forward. They're all showing, again, we're not in pads right now. So for a running back, it's really kind of, are you in the right place? Tracks right, your eye progression right, but are you taking care of the football even in shorts? But we'll see. You know, that'll play itself out. You know, I don't have the crystal ball. I say the same thing every year. I get asked the same question every year, and it's gonna be the same answer every year. But those guys all deserve to play, so I got to make sure that they're all ready to play because they all have shown the capacity and ability to play winning football here for Ohio State.
Hey, Coach, can you talk into the mic a little bit?
Yeah, Jerry, thank God. All right. I know, right?
How important do you see is that separation between two and three, somebody pulling away, taking maybe that number two job, and you frame it like that, two men?
No, I don't think it's about trying to get separation. I just want guys to continue to get better. And if you show you can play winning ball, then we're gonna find ways. It's my job, our job to find ways to put you on the field to help this football team win. And to say that you've got to be this major separation, quite frankly, I hope there's not a whole lot of separation. It means we've got some really good guys, and not one guy is so heads and tails above someone else. You'd like to be able to have an opportunity where you have three, four guys that you can throw in and feel comfortable throwing them in at any time. Well, you're playing a top-flight program. You're playing a program that that you know they're very, very well coached, well disciplined. They've got excellent players, just as we do. So, in a lot of ways, the talent's equated, and so there is a sense of urgency that we can't just kind of wallow through a practice or wallow through a day. Every single day matters, and every single rep matters, because again, you got to beat your opponent. You got to start beating them now. Do I still own property where? No, they threw me out of South Bend.
You guys are all still young. A couple of them, they hadn't played the year before. What kind of jump have they made from last year?
Well, I just think this is their maturity, right, the way their bodies look. You know, they don't have a high school body anymore, right? And they know what it takes to be a successful college football player. So their mental makeup has changed. They walk around here with a little more confidence. Their chest out a little bit better. When they're talking the game, you know, they're articulating the way that we play and using our terminology, and they're understanding the game of football much more so than they did at any time point last year. But that's just called maturation. That's how it should be. He's a pro. That guy is – his mental makeup and his approach to it's always been very high. His mental makeup has always been very strong, and but the way he approaches his business, I mean, when he speaks now, it's business, and you know he knows what he's talking about. So, you know, that you talk about respect is earned. Well, he's earned every bit of the respect that he's getting, and just by the way he carries himself, not just with the staff but with the football team as a whole in the locker room.
He obviously had a really
good year. He did.
How much better is he now?
I think he's light years better. I think he's light years ahead of where he was. Now, how does that translate? I can't tell you. Does that translate into yards? I mean, there's a lot of things that you can watch the maturity of him, but it may not show in yards. It may not show in carries, but what it does, it shows itself in the locker room. It shows itself in the meeting room. And just little things that you can see that he's really matured in the way he approaches workouts every day. His maturity and how he's taken better care of his body. You know, as far as the prehab and in the training room and things like that. Not in the moment of the season, but in the off season. What's he doing to enhance his body outside of the weight room, outside of what Mick's saying? And that doesn't mean lifting weights. It might mean hydration, nutrition, sleep, going and getting, you know, his knees looked at and worked on. So he's doing a lot of these things outside, and the way he studies the game is a lot better than what it was. But, again, it just goes to maturing.
Tony, did you think that he did any kind of freshman wall or was banged up in the second half last year?
Yeah, he was banged up. You know, he was banged up a little bit. I do think he hit a little bit of a freshman wall. You know, you're talking about a guy that, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I mean, it may sound like I am. But, you know, he played football as a junior in high school. The next time he put on a helmet, he was playing in college. Missed his entire senior season. We thrust him into this situation, and I do. I think in a lot of ways his biological clock of playing football, he was tired. Because here's the thing. We practice at a relentless pace as well. And what you can't do is say, well, hey, for instance, I remember when he after the Tulsa game on Sunday, we're out there stretching. I kind of looked at him, and he's like, my leg hurts. I'm tired. And I said, well, you got about 5 minutes to get in that line because you're going to practice in about 5 minutes. Because you're not a lot. That's not. You didn't have a great game, so now I'm going to take 2 days off. That's not how we do our business. You're going to practice every single day. And those reps, those practice reps matter. That's how you improve from practice. And the way we practice for a young guy, that can wear on you. And I just think he got a little tired.
Tony, can I ask you about Xavier Johnson? He's played several positions in his time, probably knows these rooms and laws better than you. If you came to him today and said, we need you back at running back, what do you think his reaction would be?
How fast can I get there? And tell me what you need me to know. And he would come in extra and say, okay, well, what have you put in new that I don't know? And let's study that. Coach, I know you go home at 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'll be there at 10:30. You know, let's meet afterwards. Let's meet early. That's not even a question if he would do that. That's a foregone conclusion. That's what he would do. He would do the same thing if they said, hey, come over here and play corner. He is a consummate team player. I'm more than proud of the way he's handled himself and have watched him grow into the man that he is. I know I can speak for this entire staff. You know, a lot of times I say, well, I don't want to speak for Coach Day, or I don't want to speak. I'll speak for the entire staff on that one. And I think every single coach in that building would lay it on the line and for that kid and what he's done for this program. And I know his parents are extremely proud of him, too.
How important is that to have those kind of guys in the program?
Critical. It's critically important. Because now he's testing. You know, you used to talk about that theory versus testimony, right? That's testimony of a guy that's been moved around, maybe hasn't gone his way all the time. He didn't pout. He didn't complain. He just put his head down and said, what do I got to do next to get better? That's testimonials to anybody in that building. And I don't care if you were a walk-on, if you were a five-star recruit coming in, first team, fifth team, doesn't matter. Everybody goes through stuff, right? And all Xavier's done in my eyes is just continue to persevere and find ways to overcome whatever was happening. And it didn't point the fingers all the time, but kind of pointed some fingers at himself. So, okay, where can I get better? You know, if there's an issue going on, how can I make it better by some of the changes that maybe I have to make? And didn't find excuses for this or that not happening. He just found ways to overcome and persevere. But that's a microcosm of how he lives his life, not just in this building. And that's who he is. And I think he's a testament to not just the guys in the locker room, but to the players, and particularly the young guys coming in. The freshmen are coming in. They're like wide-eyed, like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? I'm never going to get a chance. This isn't going well. That's not going well. Look to Xavier Johnson. Look to Cam Babb. We've got numerous examples, right? But we're talking about Xavier. But that's just how I love that kid. Dallin goes 100 miles an hour, and so the biggest thing we got to figure get him to kind of slow down and take a deep breath. He's very hard on himself. He's a guy that's you can tell he wants to do things perfectly, and it bothers him immensely if he doesn't. And he's going to be a really good player. I think he's got a chance to be a really good player. It's going to take some time. But we've been through day two, right? This is the second day of playing college football. Remember, he wasn't even here in the spring. So, but he's got a chance. He's got some skills, and he can run, and he's just got to just learn the game. Just learn the game and, you know, settle down, take a deep breath. He's going to be fine. Yeah, I think he's grown up, as he should. Those guys have all matured. Evan wasn't ready last year, you know, and then I'm sure we could have put him in some, and we might have had some success. But overall, you know, the overall deal, he wasn't ready, and I think he would echo that. I think he is now. You know, he needed to get roughed up a little bit and gristled up with Mick in that room, and he did. He's changed his body kind of like I talked about with those other guys, and they don't look like high school football players anymore. His mental approach to the game is also has been amped up. So I'm very excited about what, you know, prospects for him, and we need to have the next couple of real good weeks here and see where we go.
Tony, you just talked about coming in and only being a second practice. You had Trey and Evan last year in the spring. You have to kind of remind yourself that Dallin wasn't here in the spring every now and then this fall.
No, it shows up. You know, just watch him. You can tell he hasn't been here. You know, and when you meet and he's kind of wide-eyed and you kind of look at him like, hey, what about this? And you can tell that, oh, man, I'm really not sure what that was, right? And so that's part of it. You know, that's just part of growing. And the thing is, he's a highly competitive guy, so it bothers him if he doesn't do something right the first time. But then in retrospect, you got to come back and say, well, you've never done this before, so we're good. You know, we'll get through it. And but no, he's going to be fine. He's going to be good. Hi, CJ.
What?
I saw you coming over there and start acting up.
Does it make with Dallin, I think he's coming into a normal year. He had a senior high school season. If things have gone more back to normal than maybe when Trey and Evan were getting here a year ago.
Well, I think the more you play, obviously, the better, right? So I would like to think that he did play his senior year. So that's an advantage to him, right? Now, the difference with Evan, the difference with Trey is they came at semester. So they had a little bit more time to mature into our program and sink their teeth into it than Dallin did because they were semester guys. But on the flip side, he played his senior year, they didn't. So, you know, it is what it is. We are where we are. There are no excuses for this, and rather you played your senior year, didn't play your senior year, now you're at Ohio State and we got things to go do and no one really cares. Absolutely. Well, I mean, at running back, you need depth. You have to have depth because, I mean, you've seen games where a couple guys in one game get go down. So you've got to have depth, and so he was critically important.
What has impressed you about him, for want of another term?
He goes full speed. That's one thing. We're not going to ask him to go faster. You know, he goes 100 miles an hour. Sometimes we got to try to pull the reins on him and back him down a little bit and slow him down. But that's probably the thing that's impressed me the most is he goes full speed. He only knows one speed. And it's impressive. He wants to learn. He's a very, very hungry kid who wants to do well. And so those are great traits. Those are great traits. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What just in your mind, what's he proven to you, I guess, over
there? Well, again, I think he's toughened up. He's hardened his body up. He's gained weight and strength. I think he can present some issues. He can run and catch. And you know, just in the first couple of days, he's made a couple plays down the field with the ball, and, you know, making plays with the ball and things like that. So, yeah, we got to find ways. It's no different than what we got playmakers. We got to find ways to get him on the field to make plays. I think he's a tough guy. I think he's tough. And that's probably the thing that stood out the most. He's a tough guy. And you know, and I've gotten to know the family where they, you know, they instill that in him. I know in his dad, you can't listen now. With Aaron, you can't. You try to be soft over there, you're going to have a problem in that household. So, but that's the thing that probably impressed me the most. Very serious about his business, and a tough guy.
What's the hardest thing about
Well, I don't think I think as far as recruiting goes, building relationship, that hasn't changed, and that'll, for me, that'll never change, right? So to say, is that harder now? No, it's not any harder to build a relationship. I think that there's some other dynamics that are in play that didn't used to be in play. That, you know, you're building this relationship, yeah, but now you add in the, you add in this piece of it. You know, that's kind of new, uncharted waters, new territory. And you just got to find ways to play in that box, you know.
How are the questions that you're getting from kids changing over time?
You know, I think the NIL questions, that's new. And trying to get a handle on, well, where are we at, and how, what can we say, what can't we do? What, so that's, there's still a lot of gray area moving, right? And so we're always going to play on the side of doing things the right way, and sometimes that's hard because I don't know if everybody else is. I'm not going to say they're not. I'm not here to cast stones. I just know that can present some challenges. But at the end of the day, and again, maybe I'm archaic, older in the game, but at the end of the day, I believe, and hopefully, that it still comes down to development. It still comes down to being developed, put my hand on the ground, and beat the guy across from me, and be developed to become the player in the ultimate end game, or whatever that may be, to get developed as an NFL player, whatever it is that you're looking for. And so, you know, I mean, that's the best I can tell you.
Do you get the impression that kids feel that they are focused on that, or maybe are they too clouded by?
Well, not all kids. No. Not all kids. There's some guys that I think maybe be clouded for some other things, and doesn't make them better or worse. It's just priorities, right? But there's other guys. There's some other guys I've recruited. You know, obviously I'm not allowed to say names, but there's some other guys I've recruited and that are solely locked in on getting better. I'm going to be the best player I can be. And how are you going to make me a better player? They're not worried about all the other stuff. And that's good for them. And so I'm not here to play judge nor jury of what's good for this guy and good for that guy. I mean, that's between them and their family and what they're looking for. And so I think a lot of those guys, the conversations become different, right? And it's just like anything else. In any relationship, the conversations are different between Rylan and Kyler and Braden, my three sons. Well, those conversations are vastly different. I'm still trying to get to the same point in the end game. But the way I talk to one of them, listen, the way I talk to my oldest compared to the way I talk to my middle one, oh, my God. It's like two different worlds, right? Which means I'm pretty good. Pretty talented, right?
The way that Mayan changed his body,
yeah,
obviously is a sign that he's very serious about, yeah, what he's trying to do. And there's a perception of that to his teammates that he's serious about. So can you walk us through what that means to him personally?
Well, it's all about that brotherhood we talk about, and that trust and that faith, and that I know that guy, I can count on him and I can depend on him, and accountability issues of, you know, how do you know? Well, look what he just did to his body. That wasn't easy. It's not easy to transform your body that way, and that took time. And so I think with this team, they can look at that and say, okay, here's what he's doing. Here's what he's doing to better serve the football team, the football program. And to him, like, listen, for him, hell, I put in all this work. Let's not have it go for naught. And so I think it's beneficial to everybody. And obviously, he's not just to the players, but to the coaches too.
Related to that, how does it motivate Trevion?
Competition is a great deal, right? I mean, you want to get better? I believe this. You really want to get better? Put a guy sitting in the next chair that's just as good as you. Okay, well, then when I said earlier, every single rep, every single day, every single period of practice, every single week, it matters. A rep is a walkthrough. A rep is a fight. If we ask a question in a meeting room, you better answer it correctly. That's a rep, right? And so you put another really talented guy next to you, on the right end or the left of you, that lifts the entire room. that's why, you know, the question earlier was asked, well, do you want that big separation between one and two? No. Quite frankly, no. I want all of them to push one another to be great players, to be elite players, because that's just going to lift the room. They're going to lift each other up personally. And then ultimately it's going to lift the room, which is obviously going to transcend itself into the locker room. And so everybody gets better. And the great thing about my room is those guys are all extremely, extremely close friends. They all hang out. Are they competing? Absolutely. Are they competing to get better and push that guy? Yes. But they're the biggest and best advocates of one another. And that's a unique deal that we have in that room with those guys. And the recruiting, those are the type of guys we're going to bring in. They're going to fit that mold and fit into that confines of, hey, we're going to compete with one another, but we're also going to push one another. And we're also going to and help one another out and champion each other's efforts. And that's why I can sit here unabashedly and say that I love my room. I love those kids. I just think it's execution. You know, we can scheme it, but it still comes down to execution, and we just got to execute better. And there's some things that we as coaches can put guys in better positions, and you know, and I can do a better job of, you know, of maybe coaching and teaching different fundamentals and certain things that we're looking at as far as eye progression in the run game, and so I can't say, well, the shame on the player. Well, hell, if there's an issue with a player, the first person to look at is me, the coach. You know, if Trey's consistently missing holes and not making guys miss at the second or the third level, or let's look to Tony Alford first. And so I think we all have to do a deep dive and self-evaluation of where can we get better in those situations where we weren't as good as we have hoped for. And I think we've done that. Time will tell when, what, September 3rd, I guess we're going to find out. I coach the running backs. Well, again, I just think, again, it's execution. Listen, Trey Henderson, I don't want to speak for him in mind, but they're not going to say, well, he's a guard and he's a tackle. They don't care. Block your guy. Coach, where's the hole at? Who's my read key? I don't care if the guy's a 300-pound middle linebacker or a 220-pound nose guy. It doesn't matter. Who's my read key? Where's he standing? That guy in that space, that's my read key. I didn't tell you what body type it is. No one cares. That's the guy you look at. That's the guy you perform, or that's your movement key. That's your read key. That's who I'm blocking. It doesn't matter. If I have to block this linebacker, well, he was a linebacker last week, but now it's a defensive end that they moved a linebacker. Well, okay, well, he's a little bit bigger. Yeah, well, okay, and what? Execute, perform, and that's our job. So I don't think we look at it that well. I know the running backs don't look at it that way. I did beat the test. I did, literally. Because I got pissed.
To see him take full advantage of coming to Ohio State, to see him change his body, to see him, you know, take over as one of the lead guys last year and do it again this year, is that what you envisioned for him?
It is. That's what I envision for all our players. And I guess, you know, maybe I shouldn't even say this, but I take great offense when I feel people start taking shots at our players. I take great offense to it, because there's very few of us who really know what they go through day in and day out. And so to have people take shots at them sometimes that they don't know what shots they're really taking or why they're even taking them, I take offense to that, and I probably sometimes go overboard as a pound of the tables, as we said, but I don't apologize for that either. I love my players. I put a lot of faith in my players, especially when they do the things that we've asked them to do. He's obviously done that. We'll continue to do as such. Has it always been easy? Has those conversations always been the nicest and most calm? No, you know, but again, like my other players, I'm indebted to the way he's worked and the time he's putting in to be the player that he's becoming, to help this football team be the team that we want it to be. Underappreciated. But you say it underappreciated. Underappreciated by who?
Well, you were the one who was saying that. I assume you're talking about Miami. You're saying you feel like people have said things about
Well, I know in recruiting, when we got him, some people said, because I mean, I've heard it all. People would ask some questions like, well, why is he not this? And why would you want this guy? So I don't, I mean, mine's not underappreciated by anybody in our building, not by me. I most certainly appreciate everything that he's given to the program. Does he need improvement areas? Sure. But so does C.J. Stroud, who's a Heisman candidate, right? So does Tony Alford, the running back coach. You know, we've all got to improve and finding those ways to finding where we need to improve and not just saying you must improve here, but how? How do we get there? Don't just tell me the problem, but tell me how we're going to fix the problems and enhance ourselves. And we've done that. We've sat numerous hours in conversation, and he's done all the things thus far that we've asked him to do.
Hey, Tony, with that in mind, what is a running back situation or a place that you studied maybe in the offseason?
I'm sorry?
What is like a running back program or, you know, a pro or college program that maybe you took note of, hey, I can learn something from that, you studied in the offseason?
Yeah, the Rams.
Okay,
yeah. You know, I just, you know, their scheme. You know, their outside zone scheme and things like that. We really dove into those guys. I spent some individual time with you know, talking to Eric Bieniemy, and, you know, I spent some time talking to Eric Studisville down at the Dolphins, are very close friends of mine, just about just some fundamental stuff and things like that.
Do you travel and visit with them or just on the phone?
Those guys have been on the phone. But, I mean, I saw Eric when I was down in Fort Lauderdale recruiting. You know, I happen to see him because he's down there with the Dolphins. So, I mean, I saw him for a few minutes. We've been long-time friends. But most of it, yeah, it's all just film study on the phones, asking questions.
Can you give me an example of maybe something that you picture?
Yeah, just like I said, outside zone. You know, where are their eyes? Where are their aiming points? You know, depths. You know, what exact? Because their steps or tracks are a little bit different than ours. Okay, well, then why? Why are your steps like this, and why are your eyes over here, and you know, what's the purpose of the depth from this point? Give me some of the drills that you're using in order to enhance the actual play itself. So just questions like that, which I think is kind of normal for us coaches.
Hey, Tony, real quick, just the returning three guys as blockers, what have you seen in terms of improvement?
Well, I think they definitely improved in the spring. We aren't in pads yet, so we're going to find out. But I just think, you know, blow delivery. We got to still do better with our hands and blow delivery with our strike of our hands and things like that and hand placement. But I think for the most part, the eye progression has been pretty good, and what they're looking at and identifying blitzes and blitz patterns. And so now it's just a matter of, you know, we got to hone back in on it because we've been away from it since, what, April, I guess. But they did. They improved in the spring. We put a lot of time into it. So, you know, like I said, we'll find out here. But I think Saturday or Monday we put the pads on, so we'll find out how we're doing from there.
Awesome. Thank you,
Coach. Guess good. Appreciate Thanks a lot. Appreciate you, man. Guess.
Shut off everything.
I mean, yeah, even though we had NIL, our main focus is always on football. We got to keep the main thing, so yeah.
What's been the biggest adjustment in these first couple of practices?
The biggest adjustment? Shoot, just getting back, for real. Just getting back, competing against each other. So that's been the only adjustment, for real. Shoot, just staying focused, not getting too big-headed, because I felt like, I mean, I did a lot last year, but I feel like I'm not at the level that I want to be at yet. So I got to keep grinding, and I got to stay focused.
What are some of the things to get to the next level? What are the things in particular?
Shoot, everything. I'm trying to be on the level that all the greats are, like Eddie George, Archie Griffin, Ezekiel Elliott, J.K. Dobbins, all those guys. So I'm just trying to get on the level that they're on.
Trey, what was last year when you felt like maybe you got knocked down the peg a little bit? You had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of like the learning and teaching moments that you had to kind of work through?
The learning and teaching moments that I had to work through is that it's not going to be a lot of home runs. Sometimes you got to take those tough 3 to 5 yards. So that's what I had to transition to at majority of the end of the season, is just taking those tough three to five yards.
How about from like your physicality, your body's perspective? Mm-hmm. Get through the year the way you thought, and how do you adjust your training in the offseason to get through this coming year?
Man, no, we kind of play some great teams at towards the end of the season. So most of the home runs that I had at the beginning of the season, of course, they didn't hit as I wanted it to. But this offseason, it's been great for me. I've been pushing myself. I'm benching way more, squatting way more. I'm doing a lot of things. Coach Mick, he's been pushing me. All the strength coach has been pushing me. So I've been working my tail off. So this year, like, I'm ready.
How much is way more?
Shoot, a lot. A lot.
Now, Trey, is that just to get yourself more physically ready for, like, last year, as you said, like, the first half of the year was pretty smooth sailing. Then the Penn State game happened, and then
yeah,
kind of leveled off after that. Was it just a surprise that they were that much more physical, or, I mean, how did that game sort of set itself over the rest of the season?
I mean, it wasn't a surprise for me. I pretty much knew what was coming. But Penn State game, I love games like that. I mean, that was a tough game for me. That was a big moment for me, a huge step in my career. I feel like that was the first time I played a whole game. So, like, this year the schedule is pretty tough. This year I feel like we're going to have more teams like Penn State. So I'm ready for that. Like, I love games like that, just competing on a high level like Penn State.
How different physically? I mean, obviously, we can see some difference in Mayan.
Mm-hmm. Mine a dog. Mine to go split somebody's face. He'll juke you. He can do it all. Mine can do it all. And I definitely believe he going to shock a lot of people. Yeah, we all motivate each other. And just seeing Mayan being able to focus and cut down on his weight like that, man, it's a lot, because I know what it took for him to get there and all the sacrifice he had to make to get there. So, shoot, I'm happy for him. And I can't wait to ball out with him.
When you go into the recruiting process and get the notes when you offered,
mm-hmm,
what's your first impression of him?
My first impression is just how much he cared for me. He was texting, not just for me, but for my family also, about, like, my mental, things like that, man. He was always making sure I'm doing good, making sure my family's doing great. So I don't just like him as a coach, but I like him as a person, man. He's a great person.
I don't think you ever got a chance to work with him before you actually got here.
Yeah.
So first practice,
yeah,
how did that go for you?
Sure. It was yeah. He's always trying to kill me. So if I probably would have came here as a recruit, worked out with him, I probably would have had to sit out for a little bit, because he always trying to kill me. But, man, I love the way he pushed me to keep going and being the best version of me. So I definitely need his hard coaching.
I mean, the way you just talked to me, I was like, yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, it was.
Does it feel like that's a Tony offered practice as a recruit, as a running back? You go through that and you go, okay, I want to be a part of this, or you kind of shy away from it?
Oh, no, definitely. Nah, just looking at the work he put through the recruits, that's the same work we get now. It's tough, and he just want to see how you're going to respond. He's going to push you to your limits and see how you respond, man. And I definitely need that, because it pushes – when he puts you through that, it pushes you to be great. He's just trying to make you a better running back, a better person. Just, yeah.
So, I mean, you're getting all these physical questions.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame first, Wisconsin's on the schedule.
Yeah.
First practice, and, like, do you understand it now, why he kind of pushed you guys that way when you look at some of the stuff you have to go through as a running back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we keep getting all these physical questions about these different teams, but they don't understand. Like, we practice against one of the best defenses in the country, so our practices is physical. So going into the games, I already took them hits months ago. I'm taking them hits every week. So, yeah.
Trayvon, is there a sense of urgency to camp because you're playing somebody so good right out of the chute?
I mean, shoot, every week, no matter who we play, it's a sense of urgency. I mean, we're not going to lighten up on practice just because we're playing a different team. So every week we got the same energy, same mindset.
I mean, you've been hearing about Notre Dame since spring.
Yeah. So we've been preparing for them all season for a while now. So I'm just ready to play them. But I know that's a month away. So right now I'm going to just keep putting in the work and keep grinding.
How about building on that, though? I mean, you know, no offense to Minnesota. They were a good team and they had a really good offensive line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the sense in the locker room of trying to get ready for a game of that magnitude right away, given what you guys went through last year?
Shoot, it's tough. I mean, it was definitely a learning moment for us last year, losing that early in the season. So this year, I feel like our mindset has changed a lot going in. I mean, I think we're more focused now than ever, than we ever been. So, yeah. Sure, we talk about it each and every day. I mean, we train for it every day. So, yeah, of course we talk about it. But I feel like we're all tired of talking about it and stuff like that. I feel like we're ready to go out there and show them who we are.
Trevi, I can ask a silly one a little bit. Who are your roommates for this coming year, for this season?
Well, I live by myself. But last year my roommates was Denzel Burke, Jansen Dunn, and Evan Pryor. I mean, I like staying by myself, and cause I'm a low key type of person, and I'm clean. I like everything organized and stuff. So I just like having a clean room. But like, I love being most of my time. I'm here at the Woody trying to hang around my teammates and bond with my teammates. I mean, I don't like being by myself all day. I get bored. So yeah.
So you spend a lot. You're around these guys.
Yeah. Almost all the time. Almost all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when you have a high profile.
Exactly, yeah.
Sometimes you just want to go to your place, and at the end of the day, not escape it necessarily, but not have to worry about anything.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, I feel like it's good to live by myself, because sometimes I just want to be by myself, clear my head, and just think a little bit, and I just like staying to myself most of the time. But other than that, I'm here with my teammates, trying to bond with them, see how they're doing, what they're up to, or go out and do some stuff with them and stuff like that.
And then do you have a guilty pleasure for eating? Of I'm trying to follow my diet. I'm strictly I just gotta get some of this.
Sure. I mean, nah, not really.
You're good all the time.
I eat whatever. I eat whatever. So,
whatever?
Yeah, I'm trying to gain weight. So yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Well,
shoot, I need one more pound.
Okay.
Yeah, it's harder than you think, though. It's harder than you think.
Do you want to play above what you were last year?
I mean, yeah, definitely. Going into the season, I definitely realized how important it is to stay up to your weight, because you're at a certain weight during the off season. Once you get in the season, you're working out a lot and you're not eating as much, and so you lose a lot of weight during the season. So I'm trying to maintain my weight now. That way, I don't have the same problem last season.
Mm-hmm. Now that you've had time to reflect on it,
should
we ask this
already?
No. How tough was it coming in, not having that senior year, and being the guy here? How tough was that?
Sure. It was very tough, but I came in just hungry, man. I wanted to make a statement for myself and show, everybody. I think a lot of people were talking about my rankings and who I played in high school, and they were talking I really wasn't that, so I just wanted to come in and show people that I can do the same thing I did in high school on the biggest level in college football.
Coach, I appreciate
it. Wrap it up.
That you were a little banged up down the stretch. Mm-hmm. You kind of hit the wall over there.
Yeah.
Is that true, and how different do you feel now?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna go through some nicks and bruises during the season, but yeah, it's football. You're gonna get injured now and then. But it wasn't that bad.
Hey, Trey, Evan talked about the dynamic that you two have and how you really pushed him to become a better running back. What's the room like this year coming into this second fall camp between you guys? And really just the room overall.
Sure, it's competitive, man. We compete each and every day in almost everything we do. We know one thing that keep all of us going is Coach Alfred say, never waste a day. So, each and every day, I try to make sure I practice in meetings. I'm trying to make sure I'm on top of things and stuff. That just keep me motivated and keep me going. So, yeah, the room is very competitive. I feel like we make each other better in so many ways. So, yeah. Yeah, all this ink is new. I got a line. I feel like I'm a humble beast. I'm a humble person, but I'm also a beast. And this is me as a kid dreaming about getting my mom a house, getting my mom, money, and going to the NFL right here. And this is just praying hands, say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And this is my
mom and my grandma name. Yeah, so my tattoos, they mean a lot to me.
Thank you, Travion.
I saw on Insta or Twitter, you and G Scott, maybe flipped the house this summer. I know you talked a lot about that last year. Just what was that kind of like for you?
Sure. Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, I love investing. Love putting my money to work. I mean, so finally being able to get into real estate, that's huge because I know that's the fastest way to get to wealthy and where I want to be. I want to be able to provide for my family and retire my mom. So and take care of my grandma and my family and stuff like that. So I feel like that was a huge help finally being able to get into that.
All right, thank you, Travion.
Appreciate it.
During spring, Evan, I know it went well for you. I know it's just 2 days into camp. But how do you feel so far, and what do you expect your role will be this year in the offense?
So far, camp going good. Day two. So I think we just all happy to be out there right now. Shoot. As far as this season goes, you know, I feel like I go out there, make some plays. You know, we're going to see, you know, as we get closer, you know, preparing for the other team, you know, what, you know, specifically I may be doing, things like that. But right now, we just, you know, focus on going out there, competing, getting better.
The attitude of the team overall, is it pretty much similar to last year? Are you guys maybe hungrier because I know you guys kind of fell short of your goals last year? Like, what's kind of the attitude of the team compared to last year?
Yeah, we definitely hungrier. You know, just sitting over the offseason with that, you know, with the team up north loss, you know, Rose Bowl is nice, but, you know, we obviously wanted a ring, we wanted a pair of gold pants, we wanted the Big Ten championship, we wanted all that. So, you know, we did a good job this offseason recognizing what we did well, but also, you know, we did good things, you know, in terms of putting our head down, you know, not looking up too much. Make sure we went through some hard shit this summer, and I think that made us a better team as well. So we can't wait for the season.
Special teams, like, how much do you expect to contribute as a return mix? I know you can do that, get return, punt return, and you can mix there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can do it. You know, if they put me back there, definitely go make a play. Sure.
You feel like you proved some things too, that you belong more and more on the field.
That's no.
What a lot of us are talking about, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I don't think I proved anything. You know, I came in this spring, you know, hungry. I came out this fall camp hungry as well. You know, I ain't played no real football, you know, in terms of meaningful minutes in the game or anything. So that's still on the front of my mind, you know, being able to impact the game for my teammates.
But I was asking Coach Day about it, you know, a couple weeks ago. Do they have to, like, sort of keep you in mind when they're scheming now about things they could throw at teams, you know what I mean? You feel like, and he said, yeah, you know, but you feel like you have kind of like proven you kind of need to be in the attack some form or fashion.
Right, yeah, I think I've proven that, you know, I'm a weapon to use, and I can hurt people, I can do different things, I can score points, so I think, yeah, I definitely proved that, I believe.
What's the biggest feedback you're getting from Coach Alford and maybe Coach Day as well about, you know, how your spring went, what you still need to improve, and what they're happy seeing from you, you know, as you transition here into camp?
Yeah, you know, my spring was well. They let me know that my spring was well, but then, you know, toot my horn too much to the point where my head got too big. You know, still the message was, you know, put your head down, keep working. And, you know, that's all I've been doing this fall, this summer, just keep my head down working.
When you say your head got too big, what do you mean?
No, they were keeping it from getting too big.
Okay,
man.
So,
yeah.
So it didn't. So you kept yourself in check.
Yeah, right? Coach Mick did a good job of that.
So you didn't get a new helmet?
No, I didn't get no new helmet.
If you got thrown in game one, how confident would you be?
Oh, as confident as I would be in practice. You know, that's why we do this. That's why we go so hard in practice to prepare and meet like this. So when we get to the game September 3rd, you put me in there, it feels like practice. I got 1,000% confidence.
For some players that come here and it happens immediately, some players have to kind of pay their dues a little bit. You paid your dues a little bit, right? I mean, you tough enough that you fail?
Yeah, I feel like I paid my dues.
Does that make you more hungry? I mean, go ahead. Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm still paying my dues, you know, in a way. I had a good spring, but, you know, it's still kind of young around here, you know, about to go into my actual freshman season. So, I'm still doing that. Still some older guys be trying me sometimes, but it's good. It's all competition. I love the guys.
When does the spark go off in your head when you've got the ball in your hands? Is it a quick flip out of the backfield? Is it between the tackles? I mean, you know, we see you, you know, basically being an edge, a guy that can get to the edge quick and go and stuff. And it really lights your fire.
Grass. Seeing like green grass anywhere I see it on the field.
Fake grass, yeah.
Yeah, any grass, fake grass, real grass. If I see it's open, I'm gonna run there and turn it on.
Evan, can I ask you a weird one? Who are your roommates this year that you'll be living with?
So we moved. So initially it was our roommate was me, Denzel, Trey, and Jansen Dunn. So we all moved, whatever. I'm just staying with Jansen right now. It's my guy. Me and Jansen like that. So.
How important is that? Like, this is where you go back to relax, right, and get away? Like, picking a roommate, how do you figure out who you want to live with and what are you looking for?
You know, I'm just looking for, you know, someone real, someone, you know, all the guys here are real, you know, just who you have, you know, a tight bond with, you know, and I feel like it could have been any of us could have lived together again, but I feel like it was more so just about, you know, growing up. You know, we're getting older, guys gonna turn 21, but I stayed with JD because, you know, me and JD even were close off rip, Jansen Dunn. Close off rip, you know, just always been my friend. You know, as a freshman, you go through a lot of things, you know, being in the same room with those guys, going back there, maybe you didn't have the best day at fall camp or whatever it was your freshman year. You know, you go through those things, you work through things with those guys, so you develop a special relationship.
Why do you think you and Jansen hit it off like that? Why are you guys so tight?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably I was doing them in Madden for the longest, nice. So we didn't like each other at first because you just kept losing.
Of course.
And then we got tight, so.
Okay. And one more weird one. Like, how much do you think about trying to eat the right foods when you're, you know, back in your apartment or whatever, when you're not at the Woody? And do you have, like, a guilty pleasure of, like, man, I just got to get some of this because I'm in the mood for it?
Yeah, I do. You know, I still try and keep my diet, you know, intact, eating upstairs with Kayla, things like that. But in terms of, like, guilty eating, I'd probably say, like, so my girlfriend was here. I went to Insomnia Cookies probably like 5 out of 6 days, just because I was you know, bored or whatever. We had a little break, but other than that, that's the sweet as it gets.
What's Jansen saying about the new defense? Does he talk much about it? I know you can't give away like too many secrets, but just overall, what's he saying about Jim Knowles and this new defense?
He actually starting to get he got the hang of it. You know, at first in the spring, it was new to all the guys, so maybe it wasn't, you know, as smooth or anything. They thought about it some type of way. But, you know, just listening to Jansen, he's more comfortable in it. And, you know, seeing him out of practice too, finally seeing him out of practice from his injury, I love to see it. You know, Jansen just out there moving around, looking good as well.
Talking to CJ and JSN at Big Ten Media Days, they were saying going up against the defense in spring was harder than it was during practice last year. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because we came back off of this past season, you know, with an edge, you know, with something to prove, not to only – you guys, the fans, the world, but to ourselves as well. So I think that's why the competition just went up this season.
Hey, what's been your reaction, whatever you want to call it, in maybe working with Dallin? What do you see special in him?
Man, Dallin is real special back. You know, I think when you talk about like me, Trey, Mayan, you know, all the good backs come through, you got to mention Dallin's name as well, because Dallin comes through, he can do a lot of, he do some things better than I could as a freshman, you know. Coming in this summer, I definitely wouldn't have the playbook down as much as he has right now. So he's done a great job coming in and learning the things. You know, now he's starting to put it to the field, you know, in his actions, you know, he's starting to get reps, and it's just all starting to come together. I'm excited for him.
Let me ask one
last question right here. We got mine ready.
Was it tough last year a little at one point seeing Trevion kind of get that first shot, you know what I mean, the freshman, because both you guys had some pretty high rep coming in, you know what I mean? And how tough was that to deal with, or was it?
I think it would have been harder if me and Trey weren't as close. You know, me and Trey developed a special, you know, relationship. That's like my brother to me. And, you know, seeing him win, seeing him do all that stuff, you know, it made me happy. It motivated me to come have a better Tuesday, because I know he just ran for 270 some yards on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm coming back Tuesday trying to show the coaches, you know, I can do this too, all that. So it's just all competition. I'm happy for Trey and everything he's got coming his way, what he did.
All right. Thank you, Dallin.
Thanks, man.
Can you repeat that?
Is your head swimming yet, or are you settling pretty nice out there?
I feel like I'm getting better each and every day. I'd probably say last month I was struggling. You know, obviously that's expected because new playbook, new system. But I feel like I'm picking it up fine.
What's the biggest progression, the biggest difference in playing out here compared to what you're used to?
I feel like you got to know way more football. And Coach Alford's done a really good job of teaching me football, like even like during the recruiting process, you know, he talked ball with me. Like, I learned a lot from him, like in these few months that I've learned before. I mean, I came from a good foundation, obviously, because my dad played in the NFL, my brother plays at the college level, but Coach Alford, one of the best teachers in the business.
Coach,
Coach Alford says you're going full speed. He likes that about you. Do you have to slow yourself down a little bit at times?
Yes, sir. We had a walkthrough yesterday, and it's kind of going too fast. Coach Day told me to slow down. That's kind of always been, like, an issue for me. Like, all I know is, like, go full speed. But I'm learning to slow it down now.
What are your impressions of the other three guys?
They're all really unique players. I can learn, like, something from each and every one of them. And I feel like I'm just glad to be in the room with those guys because it's making me better. I feel like.
What? Yeah, he was impressed by the way you learned the playbook, end quote, as quickly. How imperative was that to you to get that done?
Oh, it's imperative because if you don't know what you're doing, there's no way you can play or any of that. So you got to know what you're doing. So every day, like, when I met with Coach Alford or Coach Riley Jeffers, I take notes, and then when I'd be in the dorm, I'd be studying my notes for, like, an hour or a
long time. Hey, Dylan, what do you think sets you apart from those other three? With those three guys, there's something different about each one of them, you know? What sets you apart from those, do you think? What have you noticed?
I feel like I'm always at full speed, and I feel like we're just all different, you know. I've only been here like once, so I don't really know yet, but I feel like I have my own style of running, and I feel like Coach Alford is going to develop that even better.
How would you describe your running style to people?
I'm always full speed, always trying to get downhill. I can try to outrun, make a move. I just feel like my benefit is always being full speed.
Now, is there an advantage to coming into this situation when you have three guys that it seems like Trevion, Evan, and Mayan are going to get the carries, right? You know you can sort of go things here at your own pace, but obviously you want to play and compete, but is there a benefit for you to just be able to learn from them and do things at your own pace?
I just feel like learning from those three good backs will only make me better, so, yeah.
It takes a little pressure off them.
Yes, sir.
What's it been like so far?
There's only three. I mean, you're almost in the look. Already, do you feel that way?
Yes, sir. I just feel like I got to keep getting better, keep stacking the A's, and I'll do something.
A month under your belt, I mean, are you feeling a little overwhelmed, intimidated maybe, just coming into this scenario? You know, from high school, and now all of a sudden, boom, you're on a huge stage like Ohio State.
I mean, I was nervous at first. I'd probably say last month I was most nervous because I didn't know that many plays, I'm going to be real. But, like, I feel like I've gotten better with that. It's kind of slowing down just a little bit, not all the way, but I feel like it's getting better.
What's more intimidating, that or having to answer questions from all these reporters standing around like this?
I'd probably say that part out there, for sure.
You're used to this, huh?
I mean, yes, sir.
What's the best advice you got before you came this way? What was the best advice you got from back home?
You know,
how to handle this new business?
My dad just always said, you know, keep the goal at front, but, like, have fun with it. Like, don't just take it serious. Like, take it serious, but, like when you're outside these buildings, like, have fun, but, like, keep the goal.
What made you want to be a Buckeye?
I'd probably say Coach Day and Coach Alford, for sure.
Having a dad who has a background that he did, is you feel that's helped cultivate you to get to this point?
That's definitely helped. You know, he's been training with him since I was young, and we've been doing stuff that, you know, like, younger kid probably can do, and yeah, it's definitely prepared me. I feel like.
Dylan, did you get a chance to work with Tony Alford on the field before you got here during the practice?
No, sir.
So, how'd your first practice go with having a position coach who's literally trying to kill you during drills?
I mean, it's good. You know, everything Coach Alford is doing is for a reason, for sure. Like, obviously, his track record, all the backs he's coached have done very well. So he obviously knows what he's doing, and I just try to take his coaching to make me a better player.
Was there a moment that it became clear to you that Ohio State was the right place for you?
Yeah, I knew, like, most of the time my recruiting process. Like, I'd probably say after the OV, I definitely knew this was the place for me. You know, I kind of already – it was between either here or Notre Dame. Everybody probably knows that, but I feel like here Coach Alford was just different, and his plan to develop me was better than anybody else.
Do you enjoy that your first game is going to be against Notre Dame?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'll be a good game, and it'll be good.
Alan, kind of an off-topic question, but with your foundation and the charity work that you do, have you found a way to try to work towards that in Columbus yet?
I actually haven't, but I do plan on doing that with the people back home, or like see if they can connect with somebody here. But yeah, I definitely want to continue to do that.
What's the focus of that foundation?
So it's coaching for literacy. Growing up, I used to struggle with like reading comprehension, but like my parents got the resources I needed to like help me get better at that skill. So throughout high school, every touchdown I scored, a certain amount of money was raised for kids who can't like afford those resources to get help. So yeah.
What did you finally figure out about what you were dealing with there? I mean, because some kids just kind of get lost in the shuffle there, right? Yeah. I mean, is it more identifying?
Yeah, it's definitely,
that situation?
It's definitely identifying, because I kind of knew like at a younger age, and then my mom and dad took action immediately, got me the help I needed, and it definitely worked. So this is something I'm very passionate about.
Are you trying to start a Memphis to Ohio State pipeline?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, y'all, we got Brock Glenn. So, yeah.
What about just growing up in Memphis, playing there? How did that help prepare you for Ohio State?
It helped me specifically because I feel like the high school I went to, we kind of run it like a college program. Like, we lift, we run, and we practice pretty hard. So I feel like it prepared me better than like any other like high school in Memphis could have.
And your favorite part of the Graceland tour is?
Believe it or not, I haven't been to Graceland.
I'm missing it.
I'm curious. I saw you tweeting about Duke basketball a lot during the spring. Have they converted you to an Ohio State basketball fan yet?
probably not, to be honest. I've always been a Duke fan.
How did that come about?
I grew up a huge fan of Coach K. I feel like he's the greatest college coach ever. So I've always been a fan of his.
What do you think's going to happen there, though, with him now stepping aside?
I feel like
a lot of the guys like you are going to fade. You know what I mean?
Maybe because you know.
More rooting for Coach K than Duke.
Yeah, maybe because like obviously the new guy's taking over for a legend, but you got to give anybody time to build their program. But yeah, it'll be tough without Coach K.
Do you enjoy just like watching different sports and kind of taking things from different sports and applying it to football?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I love watching. If I'm not watching football, I'm always watching basketball, NBA, college. LeBron is like huge motivation. Just his greatness, like it just like motivates anybody that's playing sports, I feel like.
Are there any football players, any running backs that you look up to, try to model your game after?
Ezekiel Elliott, probably he's been my favorite back for a while now. Just like his ability to get downhill, finish through contact, and he runs with a purpose, I feel like.
So did that partially inspire your decision to become a Buckeye?
Yes, but like I knew I wanted to be here because Coach Alford, and I know he developed guys like Zeke for 1 year, J.K. Dobbins, Mike Weather, and the list just goes on and on.
Can I ask you a weird one? Who are you going to be living with this season? Not just in camp, but like during the year.
Like my dorm?
Your dorm roommates, yeah.
We're in the Neo dorms. I'm rooming with Kojo Antwi and Caleb Brown and Kai Saunders, three receivers.
Okay. How'd you end up with three receivers?
We just kind of talked about it, like, because we all didn't know who we were going to room with.
Yeah.
And the summer guys actually had to live in Neo dorms. Like, the early enrollees, they're at the Griff. So
okay.
When I found out Caleb and Kojo were going to be living in the same place I am, I was like, y'all want a room together? They're like, yeah, let's do it. And it's been great, so can't complain.
When you, like, you're here all the time, you're working out, you're lifting weights. Like, when you're back at your place, like, do you want to talk about football? Do you not want to talk about football? I mean, you guys obviously care about it, but do you sometimes need to, like, clear your head and get away?
Yes and no. I just know people back home, they're going to be curious, you know.
Yeah.
They kind of look up to me because I know a lot of kids want to play at a high level. And, like, so I don't mind answering questions, but, like, I don't like talking about it, like, all the time. Like, sometimes I just want to be, like outside the pads, like, not just a football player.
For real. So. Okay. So are you like a messy roommate? You a clean roommate? What do you like?
Oh, no, our room clean. Me and Kayla pretty clean, so.
Okay, that's good. I was messy. Clean is better. Is there like a food that you love to eat that like is your guilty pleasure? A sweet thing or like a fast food or something?
Canes. I feel like when I got here June 6th, I ate Canes almost every day.
Did you have Canes back?
At home, no. We didn't. We have Zaxby's.
Okay. Oh, I love Zaxby's,
yeah, Zaxby's
too.
Zaxby's good.
But if that Canes right by here is so tempting, man. Yeah. I mean, like, you go past it. When I moved here, I ate it every day, too.
I've expanded my food tree. Like,
okay.
This place called Adriatico's.
Yeah.
They, like, know us. Me and some other teammates that are freshmen, they know our names by heart. They're like, y'all come here almost every day. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yes, yeah. It's good. You got to build up the body weight, right? Get ready. Where are you at the weight you want to be at, like that Nick wants you at? Or?
Yes, sir. I made my body weight goal, but if I can gain, of course, I want to. But
yeah,
I think I just let Coach Mick and them handle that.
Yeah.
What are you at right now?
195.
Okay. So. It's hard. Like, you want to be powerful, but you want to keep your speed, right? It's a different balance for everybody, right?
Yes, sir.
You mentioned you're not just all football all the time. What about off the field at Ohio State kind of made you interested in Ohio State?
Real life Wednesdays, Coach Day presented that to me and my family. We were very impressed with that because no other school had that, I don't think. And, yeah, that's probably the most impressive off the field.
What are you majoring in here?
I'm majoring in business.
Do you have any visions of what you want to do with that long term?
Not right now, but I have thought, like, once I'm done playing, I kind of want to work for, like, a football team, like, get in the office, like, work my way up to, like, a general manager.
Oh, that's very cool.
What do you just envision for your football career?
Just being the best version of myself I can be and always making improvements to my game.
Do you have any specific goals for your freshman year or just your Ohio State, your first two free years here?
Just compete every day, get my all in practice, and like I said, be the best version of me and just block out all the outside noise.
You feel like if you do the things you need to do, that it's ultimately going to work out in your favor?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Just 2 days, but how's camp going so far? And what do you expect your role is going to be this year of the offense?
I expect my role to be just be like more of a leader this year, more vocal leader. At camp, has been fun so far. Day two is early. It ain't that hard yet. But it's been cool.
Ryan, this offseason, you look like you changed your body quite a bit. Seems like you maybe rededicated yourself or fine, fully dedicated. I don't know how you want to say it. But can you walk us through like what you've had to do to get to where you're at right now?
I had to change my diet. So it's a big shout out to my nutritionist, Kayla. And just work hard with Coach Megan, the strength coach, like always. Them two just played a big part, but my diet played the biggest part.
What was the thing you had to either cut out or focus on in the diet?
I just had to stop eating like just bad food, like a lot of fried food I cut out, stuff like that.
Is pork chop still the nickname?
Yeah.
I know you don't like meatball.
You're just a leaner cut of beef now.
Yeah.
I was trying to channel Tim May there.
You did a good job.
Wait, what improvement do you think Justin Fry will have in the running game for you guys? What does he bring to you guys?
I feel like the line is like they understand, like they're on the same page more this year. But Coach Fry is a coach, and I feel like he's a great coach and got the O-line ready for this year.
Does their style suit your style?
Yeah, definitely.
Why?
Just because how they like, it's how he coaches them, and I guess they pick it up more easily. So yeah.
I can't remember, did you and Jerome play on the same high school team? Were you a freshman, he was a senior at Wynton Woods?
Yeah, my freshman year.
Are you a little surprised he's still here as a six-year senior and happy he's still here as a six-year senior?
Yeah, definitely happy he's still here. But it's just like, that's somebody I knew like growing up into high school. So it's definitely good to see somebody from back home.
I know there's a lot of reasons you came here, and not that he'd be like the main reason. Was he kind of one of the reasons you ended up coming here? Was he had a fellow high school teammate on the team? Or that like, not really factor into
A little bit. It was a little bit.
With the three of you, with Trey and Evan, you all want to touch football.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. When you guys talk, how do you envision this all working between the three of you to contribute as much as you all want?
I feel like it's going to be like somebody come out, you know, come back in, just keep the train rolling. That's how I feel it's going to be.
So how do you, I mean, you're competing against them.
Mm-hmm.
and you also like them. You're your teammates. How do you manage all that when you guys all want to be out there and know that you have to keep them out maybe for touches?
It's just like, it's not really, I don't think none of us really focused on like beating each other out. We just like trying to build each other up, and whoever get the chance to go in there, we just cheer them on, each other. And then when it's our turn, we just keep the train rolling, try to have the team in.
So when it's somebody else's turn during the game, are you guys just standing next to Tony Alford saying, let's go, I want to go?
Nah.
What would his reaction be if you tried dictating when you go in?
I don't think he'd probably pay attention. He'd probably just walk away or something. Somebody did that.
With the three of you guys, do you feel like there's any way your strengths maybe complement each other? Like, is there something that one guy is particularly good at versus the other?
Kind of. I feel like it's just some of us, yeah. Like, they want me to be, like, the power back to, like, the third down back, 32. And then them two, like, the breakaway. So, yeah.
Do they not watch the Minnesota game? You can break away.
Do you feel you're a better power back this year?
This year? Probably, yeah. But I lost a couple pounds, so I guess I'll see how it is.
Where are you at? Like, about 225, or how much do you weigh now?
226.
So you've lost a little bit, and you're stronger, I take it. You said you changed your body, so you just lost a little bit of weight, but you're like a lot stronger. Is that how you would say?
Stronger and faster, definitely.
How much weight did you lose?
From last year, like 6 pounds. By the end of the year. But at the beginning, I was like 226. Just getting weight over the year.
We were talking to Travion a little bit ago, and he said something along the lines of you're the kind of person that spit in the face, just run you right over, kind of. Talk to me about the evolution of that bulldog mentality and how you developed that as you're running.
It really stood, like, me just running through people. It started when I was younger. I used to have, like, ankle problems, so I used to, like, just hit the bottom and just try to just go hit somebody. But as I got older, I learned how to control my anger. And then, like, people still think that I run angry, but it's not. I'm just, like, just running.
It's
just
what I've been doing. Controlled anger, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you, I guess, talking more about learning to control that anger, did you, like, do any yoga breathing techniques, or was it more just, like, on-the-field application?
I had like my little league coach, like my coaches helped me. They was like talking to me and stuff, like telling me I can't keep like lashing out every time something don't go my way. I just gotta like just calm down, like everything's gonna be all right. Just next play, just get it again.
How old were you when that was happening?
I was about 9 or 10.
So did you feel like you had like sort of anger problems like in life and you would take it out on the football field, or was it just like in a football setting?
I think it was in life and football.
Okay.
I was just like, I don't know why I was angry, but I just was.
But did you feel like football was an outlet?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, man, I'm...
That's why my mom put me in football.
For that. This guy's got some energy.
Yeah.
Did it work? Did that help
It definitely helped me. Yeah. Okay. Helped me as I was growing up, maturing. It definitely helped me.
So then you're, as he's asking, you're trying to be, I don't want to be angry all the time, but I want to run angry.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, how did you, man, how did you build that up? Of like, I'm not going to be angry walking around, but I'm going to be angry at a linebacker.
I try to, like, I got to run, like, I got to make the defense feel me.
Yeah.
So, but it's not like I'm angry, because if I'm angry, then I just, like, my head is just be off everywhere. But I just, like, try to have fun with it.
Okay.
That's what I like to do.
When did you feel like you let it go? Like, it feels like, right, you've processed that. You don't, you're not like that anymore. When did you really have a breakthrough of like, I'm not angry anymore?
Probably like when I was like 12.
Okay.
When I was like 12, I kind of like, I noticed it. Like, people would ask me like, are you mad? I'm like, nah, I'm just running the ball.
Okay, that's very cool. Who are you going to live with this year? Who will your roommates be?
You talking like during camp?
No, just like in life, like during the school year.
I live by myself.
You're going to live by yourself.
Yeah.
How do you make that decision? Like, was it like, I just want to decompress when I go home? I mean, I'm sure you had roommates in the past, right? Like,
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just like be by myself sometimes, just to think.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
How much time do you spend at the Woody, though, like during the year? Like,
about 5 hours.
Okay.
5-6 hours.
So you're here with the guys, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you just go back to your place and then
Maya time.
Has NIL helped with stuff like that? Because like it's rare to hear like when you guys said you live by yourself. I know Justin did, but maybe it's becoming more of a thing. Does NIL help with that? You being able to just have your own place and not have to share it with somebody?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helped with that. NIL is a blessing for everybody. I feel like it's for everybody. It's a blessing for everybody. But yeah, it helps. It helps with that.
Some guys have gone as far as to say it's changed their lives or able to support their family. Like, how would you describe how it's affected you?
Definitely gave me an opportunity to support my family a little bit, but
get a nice place for yourself.
Yeah, just little stuff just coming by when you was like in high school and stuff like that. Just having a little extra money, so it's all that's always good. But I just appreciate it. I appreciate Ohio State and Columbus because Columbus, the community, gives a lot of opportunities for us. For the videos and stuff.
I'm sorry to keep going back to physicality stuff, but is there a favorite play maybe you have that sticks out in your mind of when you just ran somebody over like a big memory of that?
Probably the play that just when I was discovered at Clemson my freshman year, the Sugar Bowl. That probably is my favorite play.
What did it feel like in that moment?
Unreal. I like trucked him or whatever, I looked up and I was like, I just did that. I was like, that's crazy.
You say you were discovered then. What, like, why do you feel that you were discovered at that point? Because you were at Ohio State, people knew you, but.
Yeah, I just feel like it was a big game, and I showed up and showed out.
What changed for you after that?
I don't think nothing really changed. I definitely got like a lot of respect off of that after that play, like a lot of respect from my teammates and the coaches.
Were you seeing things from fans as well, maybe like on Twitter, social media, message boards? I think they started talking about you a lot after that play.
Yeah, definitely.
That's nice. Nice coverage, man.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have like a guilty pleasure for a food of like, maybe I'm trying to be good and you're working with nutritionists, but wings. I just got to get some of the wings?
That's
fine.
I like Roosters. Yeah. Roosters and Wingstop, they're my top two right now.
If they're not paying, don't pay
attention. What's your favorite flavor at Wingstop?
Yeah. Wingstop, I like Cajun. The hot ones. Cajun.
Ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch. That big ranch guy.
I think I could eat wings every day.
I could too.
It's the only thing I think I could eat every day. I don't know what it is.
Like wings and pizza. My two favorite.
Dumpster wedges from Roosters. You've never had their dumpster wedges?
Oh, yeah,
wedges?
I had them before. I just had to get away from them.
They're dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely good.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, the nutrition here, and you guys talk about it a lot. Like, do you think about it, like, every day? Is it like, hey, I'm busting my butt, I'm working out, it's okay, I'm smart? Like, how much do you think about the food that you're putting in your body, and how much can you just kind of be like a regular college person?
Every day I think about, like, after practice, I think about, like, dang, what I'm eating.
Okay.
I got to figure out, like, what I'm weighing right now and what's the best thing I need to do right now.
Yeah. Because it's like your body is your livelihood.
Yeah.
Right? But also you don't want to drive yourself nuts. Like,
right.
Like,
yeah.
You got to be. Sometimes people need wings.
Sometimes, yeah.
Hey, mine, legit question. I'm sure you've already been asked this. You know, what you're looking towards this season as opposed to how last season went down.
I know everybody else, we all just trying to win the Natty. That's my goal right now. In the first game, win every game of the season, beat the team up north, get the Big Ten, win the Natty.
But, I mean, you've got to be thinking that you want to be an integral cog in that wheel.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, we know there's a million things going on with this team and you guys. Ohio State's good at everything, but running the ball when it matters. Like, you guys want to win a national championship. How big is that in the equation, you think?
Running the ball?
Of, like, you guys, when you need a tough yard, when you're playing a great defense, like, how important? Like, CJ's great, the receivers are great, but how important is running the ball to you guys winning it all?
It's definitely with our team, we have to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because our defense, they will get the job done. Passing game is amazing. And, we all feel like we got the best running back room, so we got to run the ball.
Yep.
Is that when they talked about you becoming a power back? Is it in those short yardage situations?
Yeah. The third and twos, third and ones, stuff like that, yeah.
How do you work on that? What have they kind of told you to kind of, like, do to get better becoming, like, a power back?
Just run. You know, just run, just win. We win the moment. That's how we do. We do that in the weight room. We win the moment.
Is it like a toughness mentality thing, or is it something you feel like when you talk about changing your body and becoming stronger, like, is that playing into it? Is it just toughness and hitting the hole hard?
Yeah, that plays, and toughness plays a big part in it too. Yeah.
Are you expecting there to be a little more diversity as far as the amount of carries between everybody, or is it going to be kind of like specialty package situations, kind of like what Joey was just saying, third down or whatever, as far as who comes in and does what?
That's up to Coach Alfred, however he wants to run it.
Okay.
So I don't really have to say something to that.
Mine, one of the elements of competition is when the room sees one guy do something pretty extraordinary, it's usually would lift the rest of the room.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I'm curious about with Travion, as he watches what you did this offseason, and how you made a conscious change to change yourself physically.
Yeah.
How do you think that motivated him, and how have you seen that on the field?
I just feel like it motivates everybody to just be like, okay, we all gotta get on our stuff. We gotta be one. We gotta be the best at whatever we do. Because how you do anything is how you do everything.
Is there a seriousness to football that maybe you think you've embraced? You know what I mean? In terms of like when you make a commitment to change your body the way that you did,
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed those interviews. Some good, interesting things from Tony Alford, and as always. But as always, hit thebuckeyecast.com. Subscribe to this podcast feed if you can. And don't forget to check out the Daily Buckeye Blitz on YouTube and the podcast feed, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Hit me up on Twitter, and I'll get back to you. Good Bucks.